I'm a Trump supporter and I'm tired of pretending I'm not.
Welcome to the God Pod. I'm your host of hosts, the good Lord with the most, the one and only Almighty God. Thank you for joining us as we attempt to restore order to the multiverse. Today on the God Pod, we're going to interview comedian Brent Terhune. We'll hear Moses' word of the week, and then we'll discuss some me damn news. Finally, I'll deliver your new commandment of the week. Let's get going with the show. Brent Terhune is a comedian based out of Indianapolis, Indiana, one of Variety's 10 comics to watch for 2020. Brent has gone viral on Twitter this year with a bunch of explosively funny videos in which he impersonates a Trump supporter, also named Brent Terhune, usually with sunglasses on, though. His videos are absolutely hysterical. I've been laughing my divine ass off at Brent's videos for years and years now. If you haven't seen any of his videos yet, make sure to check them out at brentcomedy.com. You will not regret it. I am so excited to have Brent Terhune here today, because God knows funny, okay? Game recognized game. Brent is a huge star in the making. He's going to be on Netflix, win an Oscar or two, and probably an Emmy. And a Grammy and a Tony Award, too. That's right. We have a future EGOT sitting here.
Whoa, really?
Yes, really. Shut the fuck up, Jesus. He's only 30. There's still time. Believe me, I'm God. I should know. Brent's going to win an EGOT. I decide who wins the things. You heard it here first. Welcome to the God Pod, Brent Terhune.
Good to be here, Lord.
Oh, I like that. You call me Lord. You have accepted that I am the Lord thy God.
Do you prefer Jehovah or Yahweh or what?
I'm a fan of them all. You can just call me God. You can call me G. Whatever floats your boat.
I gotta be honest. This is the first time I've heard Yahweh.
Yahweh.
It's no Yahweh. Way.
Yahweh. I didn't
know that. Yahweh. With an apostrophe after the Y.
That's brilliant. So welcome to the God Pod, Brent. Why don't you tell us about yourself and introduce yourself to our fans? Where'd you grow up? What did they tell you to believe?
Well, they told me to believe in you, of course, for many
damn
years.
Right.
Rightfully so. I'm from Indianapolis, Indiana, and I don't know what would you like to know about me, Lord? Because I feel like you know everything. You formed me in the womb before my mother even knew.
I know everything about you. Okay, I've done my homework all your life. I've been watching. This is mostly for, you know, the humans that are listening to this podcast. Like, for example, I know that you went to Catholic school.
13 years of Catholic school.
Damn right.
I went to St. Rock Catholic School. It's spelled R-O-C-H, but of course you already know St. Rocco. And then I went to Roncalli.
Right. Who could forget? Who could forget St. Rocco? I definitely know who that is.
Of course you know he's the patron saint of.
Hold on. I'm not Googling or anything.
Alexa, wake up.
It's a town in the province of Fuck! What is that again, Brent?
I don't know. I was asking you, to be honest.
Rocco.
Confessor whose death is commemorated on August 16th.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
We just celebrated.
You got to look to the right panel. You got to look to the right panel there on Google. Exactly. St. Rock and roll.
He's the patron saint of Zoom calls, so he's watching over us currently. So shout out to St. Rock.
Fuck yeah.
Then I went to Roncalli Catholic School, which has been in the news for the wrong reasons.
Oh, and what reasons were those again?
We had a couple gay guidance counselors that people didn't know were gay, and then suddenly everybody found out.
Oh, who cares?
I know. Oh. That's what I said, yeah.
So, I mean, it's amazing, though. You went to Catholic school. You turned out pretty okay, though.
I would say so, but that, you know, that's kind of up to you when I walk up at the pearly gates.
Right. Well, I like it. You know, are you an atheist or agnostic? Are you going to tell people what you are? Are you going to?
I would say I'm an agnostic because I acknowledge that you probably exist, but I don't know to what extent.
Hey, good answer. I mean, you're talking to me right now, so you would think that would be enough, but I guess it's not. But, you know, whatever.
This is this is the first correspondence we've had in many years, by the way. So I don't know if you switch numbers or what, but suddenly I get in Variety and God comes calling. So
cares about you now.
I'm basically interested in comedians. You know, I like to make atheists. You know, I like to keep me on my toes.
Catholic school is the best way to make an atheist, by the way.
That's right. That's right. That's right. You became an atheist by actually reading the Bible, right? So
no, I got the Wikipedia version, and even that was too long.
And, and even that was just too much. Yeah. Well, congratulations on the agnosticism. I like it when people don't go full the way to atheist, because that's a little mean. But yeah, well, thanks for being here. The Catholics, wow. Did you did you like Monty Python growing up? Like that song, Every Sperm is Sacred. I love that one.
To be honest, I've never actually seen any Monty Python God.
Wow.
Oh my God. Wow. Okay.
Wow. Join the club, Brent. Wow, wow, wow. Join the club.
Wow. Whoa, wait a minute. So no. Okay. So Jesus and Brent have never seen any Monty Python. I got
it's
it.
It's a sticking okay, point between me and my father.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I mean, Jesus has never seen Life of Brian. We are going to strap him down Clockwork Orange style one of these fucking days and make him do it. Me damn it. And then we're going to make him, you know, it's a double feature, Jesus. It just became a double feature. That's right. Oh. You're going to watch Meaning of Life 2, you silly fuck.
Okay.
Because you don't know what you're missing. Okay.
Yes. Yes, sir.
All right. I think we're done with the first question. Let's talk about your stand-up comedy career. How long have you been doing that?
I've been doing it, I think, for 14 years. I started when I was 16, at my high school, Roncalli High School, before we knew they were gay people there. I started there, and I would do things like, it was called a coffee house. So people would do acoustic guitar and poetry, and I would do stand up comedy.
Right. Right. The coffee houses of the late early aughts. I remember that. I remember that scene.
With the cappuccino and
with the cappuccino.
Half-baked cookies from the cafeteria.
Exactly. You get yourself a nice bread bowl there. Fun times. So that's how you got your start. It's a comfortable environment. Very good. 14 years. Wow. You're like a seasoned pro at this point, aren't you?
Yeah, I feel like Danny Glover. I feel like I'm getting too old for this shit.
I love references, bro. Your references are out of control. That's great. Keep them coming because, you know, the gang, they can't hang with my references. So please, I like those. All right, so next. 14 years of comedy. What made you want to be a stand-up comic? What got you into comedy there, Brent? Was it the Catholic school? It was.
It was, I can tell you, my first laugh I remember when I was learning to read at, I was probably 3 months old.
Wow.
I was very much a Mozart when it came to, okay, that's not true, but I was learning to read and I was writing letters on a piece of paper and showing my mom. Yeah. And so I would write some letters, show her, and then eventually I showed it to her and she started laughing. And apparently the word I had written was ass. What you wrote into the city on, JC, an ass. And so I like that feeling of getting a laugh. So I just kept coming back to that.
That was
so
another dope ass reference. hell yeah. You know, I think that I was the one that put that thought into your brain at the time. You know, like I said, you know, this is we've helped you along the path, butterfly effect and all that. You know, you were meant to do this, Brent. If anybody was, it's you. I mean, wow. Holy shit. Yeah, I don't think the world understands who is with us here today. It's a fucking master of the game here. Mm-hmm. Okay? Maybe people don't realize yet. They better recognize soon. But I do. I see it. How is the coronavirus pandemic now, here's a hard segue that everybody has to fucking ask this year. Blah, blah, blah. 2020, you know the deal.
How has the coronavirus affected me?
How is the Trump virus? Yeah, how has it been affecting you?
The Adam Carolla virus.
That's the Adam Carolla. Exactly, the Carolla. Oh, what a douche.
It's been great. No, that would be
that's right. You're in the winner's circle. This is the best year of your life.
It's been me, Zoom, and big masks have made a lot of money this year. yes. Yeah, it's been weird to not travel and tour, but it's been good to not have to do that and learn some other skills,
right?
You know, or get better at certain things. because I was traveling like 45 weeks a year doing stand-up. So it's nice to not be on the road a little bit. But now I've done a couple shows and I'm, you know, you itch to get back on stage. But other than that, I've rewatched Breaking Bad. I know probably you've appreciated that show, Jehovah.
Oh, I love it. I know it. I identify with that character so much.
Wow.
Oh, Jesus loves Breaking Bad too.
I do, but I don't identify with Walter White.
I identify with Walter White and Joker.
Oh, and, my goodness.
The guy from Taxi Driver.
Yes. And, yes.
Which Joker? Which Joker totally. Are we talking about? Which Joker?
So Joker-fied.
You know Joker we're talking
well, I'm
about.
I'm hoping it's Joaquin. I'm hoping we're not talking about, you know, Leto.
Catch up, Moses. Jeez. Yeah, you know, you're itching to get back up on stage, just like, you know, Jesus is itching to get up back up on the cross, right?
Oh.
Wait. Are you anyway.
If you fall off the cross, you got to get back on. You know, that's what
right.
they say.
That's right.
I haven't said that.
Shumba Bamba song.
That's right. You get back up again. Brent, you're itching to get back up on the stage. I think it's going to be good for you, though, if you could stay home more, though, right? Don't you like that?
I'm actually a homebody, so right? This, you know, besides the people dying, thanks for that.
We're gonna talk to death here soon, okay? Don't you try to put that on me. This is death's deal, okay?
Oh, that's a different department.
Death is an asshole, okay? I outsource that all to death, okay?
Besides the, you know, the whole bad things happening, I have enjoyed being home and you know, just learning some new stuff.
This is the life I want for you. I want you to stay home, just make boatloads of money. Rarely have to go out, but when you do go out, it's just a packed show. Just, you know, Radio City Music Hall.
Can you tell me more about these boatloads of money?
Sure. What you have to do is go to brentcomedy.com, and then you'll see there's these products. We'll get to that. The boatloads of money. We're working on it, right?
Okay.
Right? It's a work in progress.
I mean, I've asked you a lot, but I never really got a solid answer on that. So.
I think you're doing some great research. You know, you're not quite at Kylie Jenner numbers yet, but you'll get there.
No. Was she the one that walked through the WAP video? Was that the one?
That was the one. And okay. I love that video. I love the lyrics. Jesus, not too comfortable with it all.
My virgin ears are very offended by what I hear in that song. Oh,
so good with Breaking Bad, but not WAP.
It's just so much
exactly
in
exactly.
such a short span of time.
Exactly, it's like America. Violence okay, sex bad. What the fuck is that?
It doesn't make any sense, and it irks me to be honest.
It irkles, yes.
It Steve irkles me.
I get that.
Thank
one.
You, thank you. So I was reading this article, how comedian Brent Terhune becomes Brent Terhune.
Was it from Variety where I was? Voted one of the top 10 comedians to watch this year.
Isn't that great? Aren't you happy? But you got to downplay it, though, right? You got to humble.
Well, wait, are we talking 2020? Because that would be just awkward going, here's a guy you got to get out and see in 2020. Go see this guy.
I was also voted a comic to watch in 99, and that didn't really work out. So
really?
Back.
Really?
Yeah. But, don't look. Don't Google that. But
I'm Googling it.
So you were...
me and Steve Harvey.
You were nine years old. All right. So, 10? Okay. So, I saw something in this article that caught my eye, and I just wanted to get it out there that you're a nice guy. You're a good person, right?
I try to be. I want to see you someday, you know?
Well, aww. You're going to at this rate, because I just want to talk about your mom. Can I talk about your mom for a bit and not in a derogatory way? You've done fundraisers to like help her out, right, with her bills?
My mom and I, we had a yard sale, and the commercial's on YouTube right now. And I think as far as she's concerned, if you're, you know, wanting to drop by, if you're listening to this, she's always open. Crazy Karen's yard sale is always open.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, she's very good at branding, so she called it Crazy Karen's.
Does she have a website?
She tried to, because she was going to, she used to sell cars, and it was Crazy Karen's Cars, but she, you know, her name was spelled with K.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know. That was already taken, so she had to go with .edu.
No wonder she birthed such a satirical juggernaut. Okay, so anyway, I just thought that was nice. Another thing I saw was the reason that you haven't moved out to like New York or L.A. and conquered them is because you want to stay close to your mom.
And take care of her. I'm the only one she's got. My brother died. Thanks for bringing that up. And
death, I know. Death again, the fucking asshole.
Well, okay, I'm sorry. Apparently, I need to talk to death and not you, God.
I'm sorry. But, I'm sorry, Brad.
So my wife and I.
Pay attention, ladies. He's taken.
Yeah, there's a ring. There's no ring on this. I don't wear a wedding ring, but there's a ring on this metaphorically.
Yeah.
And we're out here, and she's my biggest fan. So whenever I put out a new video or anything, she doesn't know how to work the internet. So she's like, can you show me on your phone one of your new videos? Aww. I know. And she says hello, by the way.
Oh, we say hello back. Hi, Brent's mom, who shall remain just Brent's mom so that she doesn't get doxed here.
Her name's Karen Terhune.
Oh, it's actually Karen?
Yeah, that's Karen, right. And she's not been happy this year.
What are the fucking odds?
Holy shit.
We just struck gold, everybody. Okay, let's focus on this. How does she feel about the whole Karen thing? She is not happy about it, is she?
Surprisingly, she's not acting like a Karen. She's very outside of the norm her name. But that's really become a phenomenon this year, right?
Right. So many Karens. So anyway, I love what you're doing. You know, a lot of people, they stick their parents in a home. They go do what they do. And I think that fucking sucks. And I can't understand how some people are like that. I think it's really beautiful what you're doing there.
Yeah.
Currently working on sticking her in a home. So.
Well, you were doing good.
But it's for her own good.
Yes. Well, you know, you did it for a while, so you get partial credit. Anyway, when you come to me for judgment, I'm not going to have shit to say, and I think that's the way everyone should live. Okay. Oh, another thing I saw is that you're helping people with your comedy. You're actually changing minds sometimes.
Oh, wow.
With your Brent Terhune alter ego when you become evil Brent. And I just think that's incredible. In a dark time like this, that's some serious comedy superhero shit.
I mean, and you of all people would know to change hearts and minds, Yahweh. But yeah, I
can't fucking do it. Okay, I let my son die on the cross, and it didn't even work.
It was for the greater good. He was a sacrificial lamb.
He sure did a good job saving you all from evil. Good job, Jesus.
It was all for nothing.
Yeah. Oh, well, you'll get him next time there, champ.
I'm trying to change hearts and minds, and I'm trying to either I change hearts and minds or I make people double down. I'm not too sure yet, so we'll see November 4th how that works out.
Yeah, well, yeah. November 3rd is the voting day, just so everyone remembers there. November 5th if you're a Trump supporter.
That's true.
So, Brent, some people have actually come to you and said, you've changed my mind? After watching,
I think one guy did that on Instagram, but that was about it.
One single guy was like, hey,
I really have changed my ways. I don't know. It's weird with when you're doing a certain type of comedy and you don't explicitly say what you're saying. Some people are automatically just going to not understand it because they were whether it was your video or something else, they were just not going to understand it. Because they don't pay attention or they're not bright.
We talked about this recently when this Blair Erskine was on. Some people don't have the satire gene.
Some people are not aware. And it's when, you know, and she's very good at what she does. But she, you know, it's just hard to to get across your point because you don't want to say it. Explicitly, because there's no fun in that. You know what I'm saying?
That's not the satire. You're a master satirist, okay? What you're doing is exactly the way it should be done. It reminds me of like when Stephen Colbert was, what's that thing again? Good? That was hilarious. It's just this, it's mocking evil, right? The one thing the devil cannot stand is to be mocked or defeated with violence. So, and I think, hey, you got one. You got one. That's enough, yeah. Right? Back me up on Moses. I believe there's a saying, right? He who saves one life saves the world entire. So,
Okay. I'll believe you on that.
It was in Schindler's List.
Oh, my God. Wow.
You've never heard it. You know the what? Holy Spirit just admitted she's never watched Schindler's List. Holy shit.
The Holy Spirit did not know. Well, don't... Why did you go to Moses with that question? I've seen Schindler's List.
Because Moses is Jewish.
Listen. Let's not spoil it. Just go watch it. Holy Spirit. Jewish. It's a good movie. I'm not going to spoil the ending, but it's good.
I have not seen Schindler's List either, so I'm thinking I haven't.
You gotta watch it, Brian.
Schindler's List and Monty Python.
Yes,
Afternoon.
Listen.
Double feature.
You beat me to it, there, Brent. Damn it! Exactly.
One of those double you feature. Don't. You don't need a laugh track to listen to one of those, but I'm not gonna tell you which one.
Okay. And then if there's time, The Passion of the Christ. Which one? Oh. Which one first there, Moses?
Oh,
does he do the drama? Does he do Schindler's first?
Listen, keep The Passion of the Christ out of it. That's just a 3-hour beating. That you don't need to see that.
Yeah, it is.
You gotta rev it. But he's got a dark sense of humor. All right, moving on. We have a lot more to get to here. All right, let's discuss your videos. How long have you been making these?
I think I've been doing it for like 3 or 4 years. Whenever Colin Kaepernick was kneeling, that's kind of when I started doing that.
And did you go viral back then? I seem to remember.
I think a year after I did it, the one I had on Facebook, it got 8 million views.
Wow.
And that was when Colin Kaepernick signed a contract with Nike. So people were up in arms about a guy signing a contract that they had nothing to do with.
Yeah. The things that animate them versus the things that don't. Right. So are you actually a Trump supporter? Obviously.
Yes. People always say, they're like, oh, you do that character. And I'm like, oh, you're funny. That's good.
Yes. All right. Well, we're breaking major news here. I don't know why, but I don't believe you.
The joke's on us.
He's extremely joker-fied, everybody. So let's let's get to this first.
I'm a Trump supporter, and I'm tired of pretending I'm not.
All right. Let's get to this. I asked Brent to send me some of his top performing videos because he's done so many. He's doing like 2-3 a week.
Sometimes when I'm inspired, other weeks I'm like, I don't feel it. You ever just not feel inspired, God?
Yeah, like last week and the week before it, and like many months, years,
like
decades.
It's rare that you have a week where you make like the platypus. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. You know what? I don't do cocaine anymore, and it's just like, yeah. It's just hard for me to get out of bed in the morning.
And then sometimes you make like a slightly bigger dog and you're like, that was an off week for Jehovah. You know?
And then it's the thing that people love the most, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, it's hypoallergenic.
Oh, it's a teacup version.
You never know what's going to, you know, go viral.
You're the apple of...
I didn't know this about this whole coronavirus thing, for example.
Change sizes of things constantly.
Yes. I have very few templates, and I like to just, you know, cycle them in and out. all right. So, Jesus, let's hit play on this first video. It's called Refusing to Pick Up Dog Poop. Press play and let that motherfucker ride until it's done.
All right. Once we get past the ad... Sorry, I didn't have it queued up. Here we go.
I tricked you guys. This is how I make my money as I come on podcast and I make
beautiful money.
Oh, I'm sorry. I should not have hit skip ad then. We just hurt you. My dad will send you a nickel for skipping.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. What?
Here's the video.
So what, you're just going to threaten me with violence?
I didn't threaten you with violence. I said I was going to whoop your ass, fat boy.
What, because I called you out for not picking up after your dog?
I did pick up after my dog. I got the turds to prove it right here.
Yeah, you picked up when I told you to.
You're starting to fog up my Oakleys. And yeah, you told me to pick them up. And rather than admit my mistake... And man up, I doubled down and threatened you. Well, what now? I'm causing a scene in public, everybody. My wife's embarrassed. Are you filming me?
Oh, yeah, I'm filming.
Well, go ahead and film it, then make it go viral. Make it go viral. I don't care, because I'll be on the news tomorrow with a press conference where I play the victim, because I feel threatened, because my fragile man ego can't take criticism. And I'll probably get fired for this anyway. Make my boss see it. I don't care. Suck it, Bob. I've been stealing power tools for years. If anybody needs any drywall done, hit me up. And to you, camera boy, I see you grinning behind your mask. Go ahead and laugh it up. You're lucky I'm a coward once that camera comes on. You're lucky.
Brenda, what do you mean I scared the dog?
Oh my me. Holy shit. They need, okay, so Brent, you need like a show that's like The Office. It's like a fake documentary. It just follows you around all the time. I would watch the shit out of that.
And I occasionally can just look into the camera and go, that doesn't play very well on audio. So
right.
Search Jim from The Office meme.
You know what? This is the new frontier of reference humor. When you mention GIFs, yes,
okay. GIFs, and for the listener, this whole episode, I've actually had a puppet. I'm also a ventriloquist, but I only do it on podcasts, so it's kind of a new thing I'm venturing into.
Good luck with that.
Oh, I just love everything. Every line is just gold.
Do you guys want to know what the poop was?
Absolutely.
Yes.
If you take a couple pieces of bread and roll them into balls and put them in a Kroger bag, I don't know what you have up there in heaven, Jehovah, probably you have a Eagles. Wegmans up there.
Jesus makes a lot of bread.
yeah, we don't need a food store. I make the bread and wine.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, how could I forget? so you roll the bread up in balls and put it in a bag, then it looks like dog shit at a bag.
Wow.
But for that specific video, I chose to find dog shit and put it in a bag.
Yes!
I'm a method actor.
I was about to lose faith in you that it wasn't real dog shit, but I am so happy that it was.
Okay. I gotta say, my favorite part of that video has to be when he just yells the name Brenda, because that's so... There's just something about the name Brenda and the way he said it.
It's so out of control.
And my apologies if your wife in real life is named Brenda. That's not a smack at her.
No, she is not. She's not Brenda, but she may make an appearance if I need a wife.
Fantastic. Right. Fantastic.
Yeah, go into the whole wife guy territory. All right, let's play this next one there, Jesus. It's called NASCAR Confederate Flag.
Yep.
So I just seen on Fox News that NASCAR's not going to let their fans fly the Confederate flag at their races no more, and that pisses me off. That flag is history. You need to leave it alone. It's heritage, not hate. It just so happens that my heritage is hate, and I'm like Linus from Charlie Brown, and that treason rag is my security blanket, and I don't feel safe if I can't have it. And how is it a symbol of hate in the first place? Just because it was a flag of a group of people who went to war to fight for their right to keep another group of people as property and treat them as subhuman, I don't think so. You're just giving into PC culture, NASCAR. Shame on you. I can't watch no more football. They're taking the Confederate monuments out of the park by my house that I just learned we had and all of a sudden care deeply about. And then there's you, NASCAR. You traitors, you Benedict Arnold. You need to leave politics out of it and stop making me question my morals. Unless it's Donald J. Trump driving around the track at the Daytona 500 earlier this year, you need to leave politics out of it. All of you, I wish all these bands would just shut up about politics and play their songs about politics. Stop making me think about stuff. So today, I'm going to raise my emotional support beer to you, NASCAR, because I'm done. And you're going to need this once all us fans boycott you. I'm done. And to all my fellow ex-NASCAR fans, I'm sorry for your loss. And I'll see you at the Brickyard 400 in July. And as always, fuck the NFL and go Coats.
It's fantastic. It's literally how it is. And I don't know if I'm using the word literally right, because I never spent time to figure that out.
I think you are.
Is this that you would know? Thank you. Yeah, that every line, just everything they say just contradicts the last thing.
Well, and I like
that's the whole. Go ahead, JC. Sorry.
I like the point you make about these people. They don't care about these statues. And now all of a sudden they do. They're all mad about it.
That was lit by, there was one by my house in a park, and people, I've been to that park 100 times, 102 probably. And I didn't know that that was even a monument. And then people were like, you need to leave that up. And then of course it's gone now, but people were really like losing their shit over that.
Who was it?
It was like, not just for one person, but it was like a bunch of like soldier, like a soldier's memorial thing, but it was for specifically Confederate soldiers.
Oh, God. I mean, you do live in Indiana, right?
Yes.
How far away from Indianapolis is Pawnee?
If it were real, I would say about 30 miles.
If it were
right,
real.
Right next to Eagleton. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it's real. It's real. Sorry. Oh, I'm not good at improv. So.
Well, improv. All right, let's get to the next one. Masks are for sheep. I've already I'm laughed out. I don't think I have anything left. But we'll see.
Left Walmart, and the whole time I'm in there, everybody's mean mugging me and giving me dirty looks just because I'm not a sheep and I refuse to wear a mask. I got a condition. I was diagnosed with being selfish. I can barely breathe as it is. I'm like a human pug. The only mask I'm wearing is my CPAP machine. They want me to wear a mask and trap in all my CO2, which is bad. I breathe in the oxygen and breathe out the CO2, and it gets trapped in the mask. Next thing you know, I'm breathing in secondhand air and third-hand air, fourth-hand air. Everybody knows the oxygen can get in, but when you breathe out, all that CO2 just gets trapped in, and there's no way on God's flat earth that anything can escape that mask. Except for the coronavirus, which makes the mask pointless in the first place. And all these doctors out here saying, make sure you wear your masks. Well, I went to the University of YouTube and I graduated, MAGA yelled loudly. So they're not the only educated ones out here. That is, if they can make their mind up in the first place, they said, don't wear a mask, then wear a mask. It's like science is willing to change its viewpoint on things when presented with new information. Well, I'm not willing to change, ever. And my friend on Facebook said masks are bad, and he's a doctor. He works for Dr. Scholl's. He works for a store that sells Dr. Scholl's. What I'm trying to say is all these doctors better stop having my best interest at heart, because it's tyranny. And I'll wear a mask if I want to. It's my body, my choice, which applies to everybody, unless you're a pregnant woman. You people think us maggots are stupid just because we're dumb. Well, I'll tell you one thing we're not, and that's sheep. You can see them leaving Walmart right now. Look, there's one sheep right there, and two sheep, and three sheep, and four God damn.
Sorry for taking your name in vain.
Oh, it's totally okay, Brent. You have a lifetime pass.
Can I get that in writing? I get emails. They're like, I like your videos, but please stop taking the Lord's name in vain.
Oh my God. Course,
I think I got that right before I did that video, so I threw in a goddamn at the just totally. Despite that one person.
Take that.
You can totally get that in writing. I'll send you an email. I don't know when you started doing this, but I still remember the first time I saw you do this cough thing to end the video.
Well, I did it like right when the virus started.
Right when
I
it all started. Yeah, you were right there. Exactly. You were like the first.
I didn't expect it to actually keep going because I figured people would take precautions.
Oh, yeah. I know. How naive. everyone was.
Yeah.
I asked Jesus. I've been saying it since the beginning. It was going to be the worst in the USA, and it's it wasn't going to get better.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You know, Jesus, son, I love you. Someone is here to verify that I know how just how fucking stupid Americans are. Okay.
This next video, I will say, is very visual, so it may not play well on a podcast. There's a lot of visual stuff, and I didn't realize that till we started to watch them or not watch them. So I can explain it to you. This one's my favorite, but
we don't have
to watch it, but there's a lot of visual stuff.
I feel like your ventriloquist dummy is playing pretty well, so this should do fine.
Yeah, and you could barely see my lips move, especially when I had the camera off.
My compound here in Indianapolis, I'm American by birth, but Hoosier by the grace of God herself. It's the redneck y'all just love to hate. So by now, y'all know that we're about done with Gay Pride Month, and just as they was sweeping up the last of the glitter and the dildos down on Main Street, I seen something that just pissed me off, and it had to do with this right here, the rainbow. Now, I've been flying this thing from the back of my 2019 big-ass truck all summer long, just like Kid Rock said, because us straights is taking back the rainbow, because for years, y'all gays are just using it willy-nilly. Y'all turn the rainbow into the homosexual King Midas, because everything it touches turns to gay. You know, I can't even eat a bowl of Lucky Charms or the generic equivalent without picking out the rainbows. I can't even eat Skittles. I damn sure don't want to taste a rainbow. I can't listen to no Kermit the Frog songs no more. I can't play that level in Mario Kart. I got to watch the damn Wizard of Oz on mute now. And just when I thought y'all guys couldn't take any more from us straights, y'all go ahead and do something like this. Let me show you. You ain't going to believe this. Look at this. Gay Pride Bud Light. It's the gays and Bud Light are in a conspiracy. Y'all done messed up now. I mean, what on flat earth is going on, Bud Light? Y'all know that you can't drink out of something like this without turning you gay. Now, I've been doing this all month long for research purposes, but look at this. Hold on. I got an experiment. Look at this. Look at this right here. Look at that. That's just from one drop. That's how close to gay I am. That a single drop of this shit'll turn you gay. Now snap out of it. We got street cred to maintain. I've always loved beer. I still love beer. But Bud Light, y'all got in bed with something I don't understand. And everybody knows when there's something I don't understand, I start to fear it. And fear leads to hate, and hate leads to anger. And anger leads to me boycotting your ass because I'm done, Bud Light. I'm not drinking no more of your beer. I'm boycotting you just like I boycotted Target. I'm not taking dumps in your bathrooms no more, Target. Gillette, I didn't really have to do nothing for that one. I like that one. Google, Keurig, Starbucks with your little Happy Holidays cups. It's Merry Christmas, not Adam and Steve. And Nike and Colin Kaepernick, y'all can tongue on my balls once. And, of course, the NFL, I've been boycotting them the longest. I've been boycotting them except for Mondays and Thursdays and Sundays and Saturdays during the playoffs. Other than that, I'm done. So in true boycott fashion, I went down to the liquor store, Bud Light, and I bought me about 10 cases of your beer to show you how done I am.
I love it. Office Space reference for the win.
My favorite part is at the end of the video, but it doesn't play. But I set up a table and jumped through it on a ladder to show that Gay Pride Bud Light who's boss.
Fantastic. I just rewatched Office Space. What dialect of voice is that? That was a slightly different.
That was the Hoosier twang.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
People will say, like, people from the South will be like, you're from the North, and people from the North will be like, you're from the South.
Uh-huh.
with that twang.
Right.
And I don't know. It's ambiguously Midwestern, I think, or very Southern. I can't tell.
Right. They pretty much talk like that everywhere now if they're racist. So we talked a little bit about the reaction to your videos. You know, people don't understand it. They don't. What percentage of people would you say don't understand that it's satire?
It depends on what format, oddly enough. Like Facebook, like people just don't pay attention.
Yeah.
And you get like, get a lot of like grandmas and parents on there, you know, and like, but then on Twitter,
I didn't realize you were posting all this on Facebook too. That's pretty scary.
Yeah. Well, and then I've gotten semi death threats, you know, which I never take. It's hard enough to get people to come to a show that like me. So you really have to hate me to come out and see a show and then, you know, try to murder me in the parking lot.
Your impersonation of me was too good.
I know.
Remember that guy that was that Costco guy that was just like shouting? He was like, "You're threatening me."
That guy. Then there was the other guy who took a video in Costco, and then the manager was like, "My name's whatever," and like he totally turned it around on that guy. That Costco guy tried to reach out to me and was like, "We should do a collaboration."
Really?
Video. And what? I was like, "I don't like you." So his name is Garrett. Costco Kevin. His name is Garrett. That's if we're doing wrestling terms, that's a shoot, which nobody cares about but me.
That mean? I need to get into wrestling.
You should. Yeah, everybody. I need to
I need to. You know, I'm pretty swole. I think I could jump in the ring and start kicking some ass. You know, I don't know if you remember this from your Wikipedia study of the Bible, but I did wrestle motherfuckers back in the day. I didn't win or anything. Okay.
Well, and your son is, you know, I would say you guys could be a tag team.
Yes.
Like Power and Glory. That was a real tag team, but you guys could take it over and be Power and Glory.
All right.
Power and Glory.
Let's do it.
And would I be a hero or a heel?
I think you'd introduce... you come in as a hero, or they call it a face, and then eventually you do a heel turn.
Right. When I flood the stadium. Okay.
I got to say, I was known as like the great Kali of my group. You know, I'm not really into wrestling, but for those who don't know the great Kali, he could barely walk around the ring, let alone wrestle. He's basically the worst world heavyweight champion ever. Am I right about that?
Yes. And he was also very tall. Like, his mobility, you know, somebody's not a great athlete when they have to stick to the sides of the ropes so they don't fall over.
Well, that was a great satire war story. Some of the actual people that you're making fun of think that you're on their side. It doesn't get
somebody
any better
than that. Posted on Twitter yesterday, they're like, my coworkers watching, showing videos to people, and the lady was like, "Oh my god, I love this man. I want to buy him a bottle of Jack Daniels."
Right.
And I would let her
because right, you're a Trump supporter. Have you ever tricked other satirists that you've noticed?
I don't know. I think I've gotten certain like celebrities, like people that just don't get it. But that's the thing is. Well, if you don't watch the whole thing, then sometimes you just won't get it. And what's worse is if you do watch the whole thing and still don't get it.
Yeah, you know? I mean, I'm not a satirist or anything, but you had me for like 0.5 seconds. I think that, you have to actually watch. And what you're great at is understanding how you caption it and how the face that you're making, people are instantly just like, oh, this is a Trump supporter. I'm going to quote tweet this and condemn this person and I'm going to reply. And here we go. Our catch of the day.
It is fun to get comment when people roast you creatively. Like if it's one thing to be like, oh, you're fat, which, yeah, I get it. Nobody knows more than me that I'm fat. But if you say something in a creative way and like if you were another comedian roasting me, I would appreciate that. Because that's funny to me, you know.
Right, right. But then there's just the people that legitimately think it's real and lose their shit. And I think it's great. Exploit it. That's what satire is. I've got so many other things here. Favorite catchphrases of yours that I've you know, no thank you. The coughing. I saw you fall out of a chair once. That was great. Gimmick infringement. Come on. I've been really enjoying your gimmick infringement quote tweets.
Falling out of a chair has been a staple in my act since third grade.
Yeah. No wonder. I was like, holy shit. He's fucking nailed that.
What is old has become new again.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we would, I don't know I was going to say, I don't know how you guys would do it in school, but you're all heavenly beings. Mm-hmm, but Moses, when you were in the desert, I don't know if you fell out of your chair every once in a while.
I had some friends that would basically get down on all fours, and I would use them as chairs, and we'd play that game, but it was a bit awkward.
You'd trip over a golden calf every once in a while.
Once in a while, correct.
You have any favorite catchphrases? You're working on your new ones? Blue Steel.
I think my favorite catchphrase is probably be like, I'll be back, or get to the chopper.
Oh, get to the chopper. Oh, what? Get to the chopper.
Predator, I do enjoy it. My wife. I say that all the time.
Okay. So you have a podcast called Field Trip with Brent Terhune.
That's me.
And I have one question. I love your podcast, but can I be a guest, please?
Would you? Yeah, you. We.
This whole thing of having you here was just a trick,
Dad, so I could. So rude. Get,
okay.
I feel like this is an intervention to get you on my podcast, which all you would have had to ask was just say, you know, can I be on? And I would have said yes.
Oh, you're such a sweetie pie.
Anything for the Lord.
Oh, you know. Thank you. You have some great episodes.
What's your favorite episode, Jehovah?
I like the one about parody religions.
Okay. Do you know the Flying Spaghetti Monster? Are you guys friends?
Yeah, the Flying Spaghetti Monster. You know, we don't talk much anymore. But back in the middle 2000s, the Flying Spaghetti Monster was huge.
I'm into that.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you a Pastafarian?
I'm a former Pastafarian.
You're a recovering Pastafarian?
It's more of a cult than a religion, if we're being honest.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, a religion is just a cult that went too far.
That's true. Yeah. I'm not a fan of, you know, Pastover or Ramadan.
They took it too far.
Any of that. Yeah.
Or what about the Church of Satan? They were a cult, and now they're a damn religion. They're a real religion. This is another parody religion.
Yeah, that's different than devil worshiping, by the way.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because one's a satirical thing meant to shine a spotlight on the ridiculousness of the laws, and the other is just like...
And then one's a true religion.
Yeah, yeah. We really just love Satan. so that one was great. Have you ever thought about starting your own parody religion? I think you could. You could probably, you know, you could be the next QAnon with how good you are at this tricking Trump supporters.
Well, I am Q, as are you.
What's that?
I am Q, as are you.
Yes, we are all Q. Have you done any videos on Q?
I'm going to do one tonight, I think, in my garage. Yeah.
Wow.
This is breaking news.
Exciting.
Put it in all caps at the beginning of a tweet. Breaking.
That is, that is rich material. Funniest obituaries. There's just so many. It's a potpourri of topics, as Brett described it. And you should just check it out. There's one on social media, you know.
Social media by the numbers. I'm surprised you don't have the most followers, Jehovah. But
on Twitter, I don't. Because Ricky Gervais pumped that other asshole's number up. I earned every follower I have, you know, on my own. Okay, I have almost 4 million on Facebook, though. Did you know that, Brent?
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I'll definitely have you on my podcast now.
Smart guy.
Yeah. It didn't read the PDF, Brent. All right.
No, I did not. Yeah. If you would have sent me the Wikipedia version, I would have read that.
All right. So, Brent, you've got a really cool line of merch, from the emotional support beer cozy to the t-shirts. I mean, you're kicking ass on that front. Just the way that you make reference to your emotional support beer in your video is genius.
Really, yeah, you really have to work it in, like it's like right here. No,
it's inspiring.
Sitting at my desk where I do the orders anyway. But it was never. I just said that in a video, and then my friend Jason was like, "Are you going to make that into a thing?" Like, uh-huh. And I was like, "I'd never thought of that," but then. You know, it's been good so far.
It's awesome. Cool.
I mean, maybe I can talk to your friend Jason, because I need help with my website. How do you get such a unique product made? Incredible.
If you go to my friend Jeff Bodart, who's another comedian, he will make you a design. He's a graphic designer.
Hell yes. Because Jesus, you've been letting me down.
of course.
So he's got a Q is just...
Q was just O with his wiener out.
Yeah. That's nice.
That was just a shirt I bring on the road, and I still have a whole bunch because I haven't been on the road, but it's a fun shirt because the joke is on the shirt. There's no other like setup. That is the joke.
And if you see it, you know, you'll never look at Q the same way again.
No.
So got any thoughts or prayers while you've got me here?
I don't know. Do you need prayed for, Jesus?
Do I need prayed for? Thank you for asking. Yes. But no, I don't. I think I'm good.
What about you, Holy Spirit?
I'm sure I do. I don't have anything specific in mind right now.
Moses?
What kind of, what are we talking about? Prayers? Thoughts or prayers?
Do you need me to pray for you?
Free game.
I don't think you really need to. I'm already pretty.
They know that I don't really listen to the prayers so much.
That's part of it.
So, I mean, really, it's kind of a waste of time. I mean, thoughts. I mean, this is a rare instance. You're on the show. You're one of Variety's top 10 comics to watch. Is there anything God can do for you?
Well, you said you don't actually listen to prayers. You treat prayers the way I treat a PDF in one of your emails.
I mean, you're big time. I get it.
If you could just pray for me. And it's just been like a lifelong dream of mine to just be really rich.
And I can tell.
If you could help that, make that happen, I'd really.
I will do everything I can, Brent.
And let him get back on the road
already.
I have some
things I could tell you.
That too, yeah. If you could really make all this bad stuff go away, rich first, but
that
then
really, I'm leaving that up to the scientists. You know, God causes problems, the scientists fix them. That's how it works, okay? I take limbs away, they make replacement limbs. I never replaced one limb. That's just the way it is.
Unless that's too dark for you or something. Yeah. Don't they regrow their tails?
Yeah. Right. Why didn't I just export that technology to everybody else?
See, that was on a good day, and then again, you just made a smaller dog.
<another day. laughs> I'm pretty lazy there. Anything you want to promote? You have a stand-up show coming up soon, right?
Yeah, it's a live, virtual, or digital, whatever you want to call it. It's a live stream show on October 2nd. I'll be doing what many people have called a character, and then I'll be me as well.
Nice.
I'm doing my good friend Coney Danza, the funniest hot dog comedian in probably the country. I don't know about the world. We'll be stopping
the world. I can verify that.
The world. So he comes on and just does about 5 minutes of hot dog jokes. Mm-hmm. I have a hot dog suit and also a degree from a private university, so that's where I am in my life. I have this hot dog suit and I'm not using the degree. And then it'll be my regular stand-up, and it's you can get tickets at rushtix.com. That's the band Rush plus TIX.com. Mm-hmm.
And when you do stand up again, you're not doing the evil Brent from a parallel universe.
No, it's just regular evil Brent.
right.
Yeah, and just my regular stand up.
It's really amazing day. that you can do both. It's incredible.
I'm a double threat. Many people have said
he's figured out stand up comedy and social media, and there's not many people that can say that. So check out his work at brentcomedy.com.
I have to interrupt and ask, because I was hoping you would mention it. Who, as a comedian, who did you look up to when you grew up? Who did you look at and go, my God, this person is funny. I want to do this.
I'm a big fan of Mitch Hedberg. Mitch, it's really weird. I love The Simpsons as well. But then I love like Dave Chappelle and Richard Pryor. And Chris Rock, stuff that's like, if you watched my stand up, you would never tell that those are influences on me. And then I would watch The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. So I would watch that, and I'm a night owl. So eventually I would stay up to watch Conan. And that's what I really love, was Conan's humor. So those, and then currently like Roy Wood Jr., Chad Daniels. I'm big fans of
those
guys.
Nice. Very nice.
Those are all excellent. And George Carlin, too, of course. But if you say that, that's so cliche. So follow his work at brentcomedy.com or at Brent Terhune on Twitter. Thanks, Brent. That was me damn captivating.
Thank you, Holy Trinity and Moses. It's really been nice to be here. And I know there are times when there are only one set of footprints in the sand, is because all four of you were carrying me.
Aww.
That's right.
Wow. That's right. I don't know how it was one set of footprints, but all four of you were there.
I sent a new merch shirt coming around, BrentComedy.com.
Jesus is pretty strong, so we usually just make him do it.
They all ride on my back.
So care to stick around for the goddamn news?
Yeah, let's do it.
Awesome. Okay, we'll be right back after Moses' word of the week.
Hello. This is Moses. I'm here for the word of the week. I'll go as quickly as possible, because once again, I'm cold, I'm tired, and I'm hungry. But what else is new? That's a rhetorical question. The word of the week is bupkis. The word bupkis means nothing. Seriously, this is one of those Yiddish words you can use when, for example, you want to emphasize that you, or perhaps other people, know absolutely zilch about a subject matter. Wherever you can use the word nothing, you can use the word bupkis. So next time someone asks you how much you know about, the law or the government, you just tell them that you know bupkis. Okay? It sounds like it's a friend of yours, like, oh, I know bupkis. No, but it's in the way you say it, like, oh, I know bupkis. Get what I'm saying here? Okay. This is Moses. That was the word of the week. Goodbye.
Thanks, Moses. That was great.
Fantastic.
Dick Bupkis. He was a linebacker for the Bears. The more I learn, the more I realize I know Bupkis. So let's go to the goddamn news now, or as I would call it, the me damn news.
Trump is getting mocked for saying protesters can carry big bags of soup to throw at police. Mm-hmm. And we have an embarrassing video of the president.
It's water. And then they have cans of soup. Soup. And they throw the cans of soup. That's better than a brick because you can't throw a brick. It's too heavy. Oh. But a can of soup, you can really put some power into that, right?
You can't throw
and
a brick.
And then when they get caught, they say, no, this is soup for my family. They're so innocent. What? This is soup for my family. It's incredible. And you have people coming over with bags of soup, big bags of soup, and they lay it on the ground, and the anarchists take it, and they start throwing it at our cops, at our police. And if it hits you, that's worse than a brick, because it's got force. It's the perfect size. What? It's like made perfect.
I thought you couldn't throw it.
And when they get caught, they say, no, this is just soup for my family. What? And then the media says, this is just soup. These people are very,
on
very
and on. Is this, are you repeating this?
No.
These are just protesters. Isn't it wonderful to allow protesting? No. And by the way, the media knows it better than we do. They know what's going on. I don't know what's wrong with them.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, the best part about that is he just keeps going. It's like, stop, wow. Stop, please.
I thought you would hit replay on that, but he just keeps going on and on about big cans of soup and how they're more dangerous than bricks. And
I mean, I see what he's saying. It's easier to hold a can of soup. He's right. But
what?
Don't talk about
it. Well, we all know cans of soup are a lot stronger than bricks. That's why those three pigs had straw sticks and a house made of soup.
That's a good point.
Right. That is a good point.
So when he says bags of soup, does he mean like soup straight up in a Ziploc bag or bags of cans of soup?
I think cans. A can would hurt on your head.
Listen, Jesus, stop lending credence to his argument.
Come on. That's how I cope.
Well, like a water balloon would hurt too if you throw it hard enough. But like a water balloon was progressive.
Wouldn't that be nice if everybody was just throwing water balloons at each other instead of
let's try
bullets?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Like, you know.
Like a water balloon full of really hot soup. I'm down for that.
Yeah, that's a nice middle ground. It's still a little painful. But, I mean, what's more dangerous, bricks or soup or getting shot in the back? That's pretty dangerous, too.
I'm going to go with tortilla soup because I don't even know how it got over the wall, to be honest.
Bread bowls. It's just unfathomable stupidity. Sometimes it's just too stupid, and I'm just like, I don't have anything to say about this. Mm-hmm. You know, I can't fuck with this.
Yeah.
It's too dumb.
So meanwhile, the FDA is saying, please don't drink hand sanitizer, even if it is sold in a beer can.
What?
And this is true. Apparently, hand sanitizer is now being sold in cans, and the FDA is worried that people are going to get confused and then drink it.
They should be worried. Right. They should be worried.
People are stupid as fuck. Yes.
Especially because there's flavored hand sanitizers now, including chocolate and raspberry.
Jesus.
What?
Yeah. What?
Oh, so no, I was just saying. It's a statement.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry.
So is this a big problem in Indianapolis there, Brent?
All the high school kids, when I was in school, they would drink hand sanitizer because there's a high alcohol content.
So really?
If you saw a kid with a locker full of like cut up limes, you knew he was on the hand sanitizer. They would call it Purelling. They said he's on the rel.
Yes. Yes, and you think you're not good at improv. I mean, those are true jokes. True jokes that really happened, right? So, yeah.
Yes, 100%.
Hopefully they can get a nice cozy for those beer cans.
I have some printed up that says emotional support hand sanitizer. So.
You hear that, all you railheads?
I'm ever the entrepreneur. So.
Yes, yes. Hey. Let's get to the next one there, Jesus.
A Trump supporter was interviewed by the local news and had some high praise for Donald. Brent, this guy may give you some inspiration, so listen closely.
Yeah.
I truly believe that Donald Trump was sent by God. True.
No.
He's not perfect. He's a sinner. But if you read the Bible, so was Moses. So was David.
What?
Oh, shots fired. God. Shots fired. Yo, he just threw you under the bus, Moses.
Can he list these sins that I committed?
Yeah, what the fuck did you do wrong? What did you ever do wrong except be born?
You dropped 5 of the commandments, and now there's only 10.
Oh, I mean,
that's a myth. That's a myth like the coronavirus.
That's workplace mishaps aside.
The plagues were also sent by God, so that's not really saying much.
Right. Yeah, I send plagues. You know, sometimes a country is just infuriating me. And they need to be smited.
The spelling in plague and plaque. You were sending plaques, kind of congratulating people, and it came down as plagues because they had the Q mixed up with the G. Am I correct?
Goddamn autocorrect.
Correct.
No. You lost me there, Moses, with your fancy words. I think that, this is another person. There's too much material for you, Brent. There's too many people to mock. Mm-hmm. They're coming out of the fucking woodwork. They're everywhere. I mean, what do you do? It's overwhelming.
You can't make fun of everybody because as soon as you start on one, well, you can.
You need the big ones.
You need the big one because then, you know, the news cycle is, you know, there's another thing and, you know, later that day that people are talking about, you know?
So just for the record, he wasn't sent by God. I've been saying it for, you know, 2 years. I don't know why they haven't gotten that message. Quite frankly, I feel like at this point, these people are doing gimmick infringement on you, Brent.
I would say so.
Yeah. Fucking stop stealing his act. Jeez.
That's my bit.
Is it life imitating art or art imitating life? I can't tell anymore.
I just went to askjeeves.com, okay?
You would. And,
apparently, one of my sins... I question God.
Oh, yeah.
That's why
I tried to kill you that time. I did try to kill you.
I questioned you.
Unless we forget.
Anyway.
I tried to kill you in that hotel.
Yes. The Best Western.
Look it up, folks. Best it's in Western. There. Yeah. And then your wife stopped me.
Right.
You have a good wife. Let's get to the next one.
An anti-masker accuses Walmart employees of service to Satan after being told to leave. This was one of the biggest anti-masker freakouts I think we've seen yet. It all happened in a good old Walmart.
Get back on your highway to hell and get out of a godly man's face! No, I will. By your very blind ignorance, you don't have the ability to even come up with your own fucking ideas.
Look in a mirror.
You've not established authority to tell me to leave. You go get management. You want your car? You find management that I can no longer.
Yeah.
You have more management here. You want to see the story?
Are you exercising your right as a private company take away my rights.
Jesus Christ.
You can say you can refuse service. Yes. You're refusing my service.
Yes.
Why don't you say we refuse your service? No. I choose to yell, and you cannot stop me.
I choose to yell. You cannot stop me.
Please return to your service of Satan in your ignorance.
He's giving them the finger.
Oh.
Please.
We got to get Satan on here.
Respect my rights. No one else's. You will never fucking get my 6 foot space. And then think I'm not going to tell you.
Wait, what? So he wants the 6 foot space, but he doesn't want to wear a mask.
No, right.
We got to get Satan on the pod sometime and ask, you know, Satan, what he thinks about all this. He's getting maligned too.
He's telling people to get out of his face while getting in their face.
Right. He reminds me of, you're threatening me, guy.
He was like, I want to speak to your manager, but do you think if they asked, they could speak to his manager, that they would just want to talk to you, Jehovah?
Yeah. I mean, I don't, I'm not his manager. I don't think Satan would claim this guy. You know, this is why I have the podcast. This is why I'm on social media, is to dispute these fucking lunatics. I don't know why it's working. I guess I should pretend to be like in support of them. And then the next line, like, satirically undercut what I just said. Maybe that would work better. But at the end of the day, they're going to be like, you look like a cartoon, because everybody in heaven's a cartoon. And, you know, humans can't handle that. Anyway, I just went off on a tangent. I think I lost everyone.
So let's move to the next story. So an anti-masker tried to blow out a candle to prove masks don't work. And guess what? He couldn't blow it out.
Do it.
Are you blowing?
No, do it. Come on. No. No, come on. Fucking do it. Do it. How'd that go for you, dumbass? Yeah. How'd that go for you?
Okay, call me a fucking dumbass.
How'd that go for you, dumbass?
So the video is this guy, he thinks that, you know, air can get into the mask or what?
And out.
Where are they in this video?
At some house party. Which is not what you're supposed to be doing.
He doesn't want to wear a mask. Is this? He looks like a dead ringer for you, Brent.
He does.
Hey, well, I've also seen this video, and that's not a compliment.
I'm sorry.
You made me this way.
I think you're beautiful. He's a dumbass. But yeah, he's tried to blow out the mask, and he couldn't do it. He couldn't even blow out one candle.
It's a good way to tell if a mask that you're wearing is effective or not. If you put your hand in front of it, and you blow, and you don't feel the air, it's a good mask to wear to avoid COVID.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was going to say, is if you can blow through it, then that's a shitty mask. And then people will be like, oh, they don't work. Well, because that's why you have a shitty mask that you got at a BP gas station.
Yeah. Yeah. You know that thing that people do where they're like, oh, I have a mask on, but then they have it like below their nose.
Oh, I hate that.
Oh, so infuriating. Mm-hmm. It's like, because what do you say to them?
They probably put the condom on their foot when they fuck.
Wow. Exactly. So I think this is some more gimmick infringement. I don't know if you've done this thing with the mask and blowing out the candle in any of your videos yet, Brent, but...
I feel like I should reintroduce fire into some of these videos, but...
Yeah,
you're getting... That could not end well.
You're getting some ideas. Yeah. All right, we got one more story for you today in the Me Damn News.
Anti-masker threatens Chipotle with a lawsuit. He was mad. He had to wear his mask.
Oh, there's no video?
No, it got taken down. But there's a transcript. The employee said, you can't be here without a mask. And he said, yes, I can.
Good comeback.
Right?
The I know, well, you are, but what am one. I?
Don't mean bupkis to me.
Hey!
Oh, that's a callback. That's a callback.
That's some good improv right there.
We got a winner. Yeah, I just call it more gimmick infringement. I don't know how you would say it, Brent. But I would say
he's taking my shit, and we need to get her done, is what I need to say.
Yeah, I think if you say get her done, you would be committing gimmick infringement.
I don't know what you're talking about. I've never heard of him.
That was another decade. You were back in coffee shops. All right, it's time for your new commandment of the week. shall not commit gimmick infringement. That's it. That's the commandment. Do you want to see another 4 years of Donald Trump? No, thank you. Stop imitating art, okay? You're not going to be famous with your crappy Brett Terhune impression, okay? Stop being Karens and Kevins and get your own gimmick. Thou shall not commit gimmick infringement. Here endeth the lesson. The Lord has spoken. Join the God Pod's Patreon today at patreon.com/thegodpod. Here is what you get when you join. Exclusive content. Unlock exclusive bonus content you can only get on the God Pod's Patreon. From patron-only podcasts to digital art and so much more. Early access. Get new pods hours and days before anyone else. Never have to deal with another teaser post. You get everything the second it's created and posted. Private community. Hang out with the whole God Pod squad and fellow like-minded souls on the God Pod's private community chat server. Many patrons describe this experience as more than worth the price of admission itself. They love it. We're all hanging out. It's a great place to have friends. Behind-the-scenes content. Some hot gossip and some insights into what it's like to make the show. Patron Q&As. Ask God questions. I will read and answer your question on the God Pod. Be on the God Pod itself. From time to time, we will have patrons on the show. Is that enough? Do you love brilliant, blasphemous satire? Do you enjoy hanging out with cool people? This is an experience you can't get anywhere else. Me, damn it! Thou shalt join the God Pod's Patreon right now at patreon.com/thegodpod. That URL again, in case you didn't get it. Patreon.com/thegodpod. Thanks, humans. I love you. Here are some of the reviews we've recently gotten from our devoted fans. Not an Inskeep fan says, love this podcast. 5 stars. Listening to this podcast is the best part of my week. I'm so glad I'm a patron saint, so I can get all of God's wisdom. This podcast doesn't make fun of God. This podcast pokes fun at us, a species of mostly hairless primate that's superstitious and makes up magic stories to explain the mysteries of the universe that we can't or won't understand. Keep it coming, God and Jesus. Eigenvalue Pancake Mix says, one of the best satire podcasts, 5 stars. Continuing the tradition of Mark Twain, this talented group exposes the hypocrisies of Religion Incorporated and how those in power use it to manipulate the masses. Beatrice Casas says, hallelujah, 5 stars. I've seen the light. I love this podcast. The funniest out there. Laru says, the God Pod makes everything better. 5 stars. Love listening to God and his buds. They're funny as hell and have an excellent grasp of the idiot culture we've been living in for nearly 4 years. Thank you, God, for making this witch very happy. Milo says, yes, 5 stars. This is the podcast I needed in my life. Thanks for talking to us, God. Thanks, humans.